Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hi there, you're welcome to Enrich. I'm your host, Oluchi Ajogu, and this is a really special episode. Just like I said in the last episode, it's a very special episode. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time, a very big welcome to you. If you're returning, thank you for tuning in today. Today, for the very first time, we'll be having a guest. Yes, a guest, a very special guest. And she's my twin sister. So I have with me here my twin to share this episode with you. It's going to be awesome. She's going to take us for the topic today. She's going to take us on the topic for today. Say hello.
Hello, I'm Nkechi Ajogu, Oluchi's twin. I'm a writer and I'm also into video creation, things like animation. I'm basically a storyteller. I love telling stories.
Yes, so that's my twin sister, and it's awesome to have her here with me recording today. But before we go into what we have for today, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for another opportunity to be in this space. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my beautiful listeners. Thank you, Lord, for today's episode. We ask, Lord, that you give us insight, to give us clarity, help us understand more what you want us to understand. Take us on the path of diligence and help us to be diligent people. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we should be taking off from here. I'll be listening to and I'll be learning along.
Hello once again. So the topic today is diligence. The bittersweet diligence. Diligence, the bittersweet diligence. My sister has already talked about diligence, so I'll just be touching the surface. What is diligence? Diligence is the ability to be persistent in work or any effort. It is the steadiness, earnesty, and energetic effort. Diligence shows a hard and careful worker. Let's take a quick example. Like, okay, I don't want to generalize though, so I'm just certain about my country, Nigeria. So if you're a Nigerian and you attended a secondary school, you all know that moment. That moment when something happens in school now, and like you expect no teacher to come to class, but then you look outside the window and there is your math teacher coming to school, like coming to class with so much graciousness. Like, you know how frustrating it used to be. Like, even though rain is falling, like sun is shining, or flood. Okay, flood might be like an exaggeration, but you get the point.
Yes.
How frustrating it used to be. But I just want to tell you, like, they are the typical example of diligent people because they put so much effort to teach you, to make sure that you understand, to make sure that you learn. Now, with diligence comes an intense drive to learn and to be better. Everyone has the ability to learn, but not everyone is ready to learn. And the lack of diligence is the greatest hindrance in life. Do you know what hinders us from being diligent? Okay, let me break it down to several factors. One, something that kills our potential is the ego centered around talent. Most people have the mindset that when they are talented, they don't have to put any effort, any work, they don't have to learn. They are perfect the way they are. They believe that the minutest addition of effort taints the raw beauty of talent, and persistent work lowers natural abilities. Are you some people? They also forget that talent does not create the greatest people, but diligence, discipline, and hard work do. Now, let me tell you a quick story. So, I grew up with this mentality, like, that since I already know how to write, since I was a born writer, there's no need to put any effort to be better, there's no need to learn, there's no need to do anything. And that became a hindrance for me. Like, it was just recently that I realized that to be better, I have to put more efforts. Now, okay, there's another one that happened recently. I and my friend, like, there's this thing we were doing. I don't want to say so she doesn't know that I'm talking about her exactly. So we are supposed to work on something, you know? Like, this girl, she was really talented. Like, she is still really talented in this. Like, somebody that you see and you know that this, like this speaks her. When you call her name and you call that, you know that they are just so good together. I, on the other hand, I did not know how to do it. Like, I was a living disaster in it. But something about her is that she did not even care. Every time when I bring it up, she just like slips off her time. She doesn't care about it till the day, like to the final presentation. This girl did not do anything. She just came up with garbage. I'll just say garbage. And I, on the other hand, I did something. I won't say it was perfect, but when the result came out, I passed and she failed. She had to repeat. Not that I passed with flying colors, but at least I passed and she failed. That is an example of people who don't want to put any effort, who don't want to be diligent because they are talented. Are you amongst these people? Greatness doesn't come from talent or inborn ability. It comes from dedication and hard work. Dedication and hard work equals diligence. Here's a fact in case my story did not satisfy you. People rather believe that Albert Einstein, Mozart, Beethoven, Michael Jordan, Da Vinci, that they were born talented, and they overlook the amount of time and efforts they make to be who they were. But may I shock you, Michael Jordan wasn't a natural basketballer. In fact, he didn't make it to his high school varsity team. Mozart labored for years to produce the work we all call great. And Da Vinci worked on Mona Lisa for several years. Like, it was even known that he kept working on it till he died. So do you still think that talent doesn't require diligence? Let me tell you something. Talent can never beat diligence. A talented person can never be more successful than a diligent person. Number two, excuses. This is synonymous to the first one. Like, you hear things like, I'm not rich, I am not connected enough, I'm not from a good background, I am not this, I am not that, I am a girl, I am a boy, Nigeria doesn't have facilities, Nigeria is this, Nigeria is that. These excuses are made by mostly lazy people who rather wallow in their laziness than commit, than put effort to be better, than put effort to be diligent, than put effort in their work. I believe that when effort meets opportunities, that's when diligence meets opportunities, it produces excellence. But when laziness meets opportunities, it just produces excuses, bunch of excuses, because you don't even have anything to show for. Number three, criticisms and praises. Now, this one is sad because it affects almost everyone. But the difference between a diligent person and a normal person is that a diligent person isn't weighed down by the amount of criticism he or she gets. And the person doesn't get comfortable with praises. But normal people do. Like, if you criticize them, they just give up. They don't want to put any effort again. If you praise them, they just feel that they are too good and they will not put any effort to be better again. We should always work to be better, regardless of any situation. Number four, attain a particular height. Like, the concept of human is to set goals that they can achieve. Like, we want to reach the highest point in, let me say, our education, in our career, in this, in that. And most times, when we now reach those position or that position, that particular position, we feel too comfortable to even want to work, to want to be better. And we forget that the hardest thing in life is not about being successful. It's about staying successful. Let me repeat myself. The hardest thing in life is not about being successful. Being successful can be hard, but it's about remaining successful. Things you should know about diligence. Diligence is not a sweet ride on a rose bed. No, it is bitter. It is difficult. And before you can call yourself diligent, you must be willing to do certain things. Number one, you must be ready to learn. Number two, you must be ready to tell yourself the truth. Are you telling yourself the truth? Number three, you must be ready to put in work. This one, I need to highlight it very well, because lots of time you hear people say, I want to. As you are wanting to, are you doing it? Unless if you're just wanting to by mouth, you're just diligent in your mouth. Number four, stop excusing yourself. Importance of diligence. Diligence reveals your true potential. It makes you stand out. It prepares you for any situation. These are the sweet parts of diligence. So finally, I want you to understand that diligence is not just a sweet ride. It can be difficult, it can be painful, it can be bitter. But diligence is rewarding. Being a diligent person is rewarding. Curse! Diligence equals excellence. Diligence equals greatness. Thank you for having me today and thank you for listening.
Thank you too for sharing with us today. That's it for this week's episode. I really enjoyed it and it was so insightful. I hope you enjoyed it as well as I did, or more than I did. And thank you, Miss Nkechi Ajegu. What? Drop the formalities. Thank you, sis. And to you listening, thank you for tuning in today. Share this podcast with someone and I would love it if you drop a review. So my sister is an amazing writer, not to brag though, but like she's really amazing. She writes really amazing things and content. You can check her books on Okada Books or follow her on Instagram at The Narrator's Eyes. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay blessed.